This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. South Korean authorities have announced President Moon Jae-in has picked former Prime Minister Lee Hae-chan as his special envoy to China. A statement from South Korea's presidential office says Lee holds significant experience in dealing with matters connected to China and maintains close relationships with a number of leading Chinese figures. Lee was sent to China as a special envoy in 2003 when late former President Romeo Hyun was inaugurated. Current President Moon Jae-in serving once as Roe's chief of staff. It's being reported Lee Hae-chan is being given authority to discuss a broad range of issues, including the THAAD anti-missile system and issues related to North Korea. Japanese authorities have confirmed a Self-Defense Forces plane has disappeared in northern Japan. The plane, with four people on board, disappeared off radar shortly before noon this Monday after taking off from a base on the southern part of the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. The plane was en route to a local hospital to transport a patient. Authorities say the twin-engine aircraft fell off radar around 30 kilometers west of its final destination. A search and rescue operation is now underway. Chinese President Xi Jinping calling for cooperation in handling the challenges of the global economy. Xi Jinping making the call while chairing the Leaders' Roundtable at the Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation this Monday in Beijing. The Chinese president calling on all involved to open new opportunities of development as well as explore new areas of growth. Leaders and heads of state of 29 different countries in Beijing attending the two-day forum, which will draw to a close this Monday. China's central bank says the decision to inject capital into the Silk Road Fund stems from an enormous funding demand. Deputy Governor of the People's Bank of China, Yi Gong, says the capital boost will help the fund make the most of its advantages, such as flexibility, high efficiency, and its leveraging role. To provide more funding for Belt and Road cooperation, China will also encourage financial institutions to conduct overseas RMB-funded business with an estimated value of around 300 billion yuan. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang saying the country is capable of maintaining financial market stability. Meeting with IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde in Beijing, Premier Li Keqiang says China will continue to implement prudent monetary policies and put the prevention of financial risk in a prominent position. The latest stats showing China's value-added industrial output expanding 6.5% year-on-year this past month. This represents 0.5% growth compared to April of last year. The same data also showing overall industrial output in China has expanded 6.7% year-on-year through the first 4 months. Industrial output, an indicator used to measure activity among companies which have annual revenues of at least 20 million yuan. Municipal authorities in Beijing have detected a mutated version of the malicious ransomware computer virus WannaCry. It's being reported the mutated version, dubbed WannaCry 2.0, has managed to override its previous kill switch and can no longer be prevented from spreading. Malware first detected on Friday and has infected computers in more than 100 different countries. Local authorities in Beijing are asking that computers running on Windows be updated to avoid becoming infected. At the same time, they're also asking that those who have an infected computer disconnect it from the internet to try to stop the spread of the malicious malware. French centrist President Emmanuel Macron being sworn in as the 8th president of that country. Speaking at a ceremony at the Elysee Palace on Sunday, Macron pledging to nurture success across the French territory during his 5-year term. He's also vowed to restore the country's status in Europe and the world and heal divisions within the society as well. Following the ceremony, the 39-year-old visiting the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at the Arc de Triomphe at the top of the Champs-Élysées Avenue, Macron winning a runoff on May 7th, beating far-right Front National candidate Marine Le Pen by a wide margin. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives scoring a major upset on Sunday, finishing ahead of the ruling Social Democrats in a key state election. The Christian Democrats, seeing a strong surge of support in Germany's most populous state of North Rhine-Westphalia, where the SPD had ruled for most of the post-war years. Exit polls showing the CDU winning 34.5%, up from 26.3% in 2012. The SPD falling to 30.5% from 39.1%. It's the third straight state defeat for the SPD since March, casting a shadow over the party's hopes of denying Merkel a fourth term on September 24th. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.